Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, big issues, big guest. We always like to bring you people in the news, and Jerry Falwell Jr. is incredibly in the news, except the media is not going to tell you that side of the story. We happened to see him on Laura Ingraham last night, and boy, there was a tremendous amount of stuff there. Let's go to Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. here in Philadelphia with us. Jerry, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Dom, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you know, this is a story that had gone underground, and I guess you guys contacted the Ingraham people and said, you know, there might be something to talk about here, because when we last saw Liberty University, it was going to be the end of the world. In fact, some of the preliminary media stories said how rash and reckless this was. So what exactly happened, Jerry? When did you have students come back, or you never stopped? I forget, was it after spring break?
Yeah, we never closed. During spring break, though, that's when everything had, you know, really went crazy, and the governor here started issuing orders. You can't have more than 100 in a classroom. Then he went down to 10. So we made the decision during spring break, no classes in the classroom. We said everything was going to be online. We've been a pioneer in online education since 1976, really. And back then it was distance learning. But we moved everything to online, moved all of the restaurants to takeout only, because we knew some students had no choice but to come back. And we recommended that nobody come back. But there are some that had elderly relatives at home, some that did not have high-speed internet. And so they couldn't do their classes at home. And so there were others that were international students. So out of a campus built for 16,000, about 1,200 came back and lived for six or eight weeks. And not a single case. The New York Times came here after one of the things we did to protect the students is we put up no trespassing signs at every entrance to campus, dozens of them. And they violated those no trespassing signs, totally disregarded the public health of our students. And they spent a couple of days here, took pictures, published the pictures. We took warrants out for their arrest. But what was so sneaky about what they did is they never tried to talk to us while they were here. And they never tried to talk to our campus doctor, who was right here on campus in the clinic and could have given them the facts. Instead, they talked to a doctor across town, and he told them, he said, yeah, I've seen some students with upper respiratory, which is allergy, common cold, and they published that and called it COVID-like symptoms.
And it went all over. Right? Yeah,
it went all over the country. 750 newspapers. So dishonest. They called us on a Sunday at 12 o'clock noon, and they published the story at 3 o'clock. That tells you how deceitful they were.
That's hours on the cross. There's the 3 hours you get. So the takeaway from this is remarkable, because that's about the only news I had. I didn't even know that they did not mandatorily have to come back. You said that, but I think that didn't even get out there. So, Jerry, the battle that I see, I'm a former educator and I'm used on national shows around this. The big battle I'm seeing come up is schools reopening in September. Where we are in Pennsylvania. Now, you have Northam, but you got to see this Wolf guy. I think he's a challenger for him. We're in lockdown mode, and they're already talking public schools and a lot of colleges not reopening, even though months away. I assume Liberty's going to be reopened in September?
Well, we will be, but several weeks ago, Purdue University was the first one to say, we're going to open, and they said, the reason is because the risk of fatalities for people college age is almost zero. And so I think they did their due diligence. I think they consulted experts. I agree with that conclusion. Every young person I've talked to, not at Liberty, but other places, who had it tested positive didn't even know they were sick. They had like a little few aches and pains and a headache maybe one night, and that was it. And so it affects young people much differently than it does people at risk. And so, yes, we absolutely will open, and we will advise our students of the risks involved coming around a lot of people that have been everywhere, and they'll make their own decisions. But we have 100,000 online students, just passed 100,000 for the first time last week, and those are mostly adults, and so it won't affect them at all. But we our enrollment's up 10% for the fall in the online program, but it's I think we're going to see a shift. I think a lot of schools, little small private schools that don't get a lot of students to come back, they're not going to survive financially. And it's I'm glad we went the online direction years ago. We have a strong resident program, but it's but the online is so large that it allows us to do things that other schools can't do, and so we're very blessed. But it wasn't us calling Laura Ingraham. It was the Wall Street Journal that called us and said, "Wait a minute, this news story went out everywhere.
Yep.
Nobody got COVID, and none of the news media corrected it." So they took the first step.
Okay.
Bill McGurn, he did an article this week, and after that, Laura Ingraham called and asked me to come on, and from there on, we've actually prepared a complaint. We're taking the New York Times to court.
Good.
And it's long. I mean, it's a bombshell of a complaint, but I think we have a fiduciary responsibility to our parents and our students. You know, we're in a community with 250,000 people. Only 178 got COVID, and only 3 died. So our choice was, do we keep these students in a nice, safe place, or do we send them back to New Jersey, New York, Illinois, and say, you can't be here? And so I just think it was a no-brainer, and it was the moral thing to do.
Absolutely. Now, one point I was watching in my Barco Lounger with Laura Ingraham last night, Jerry, where you said the one that may have had coronavirus is a guy who dropped out and may be in the NFL draft from Liberty, you've had great athletic teams. I know excellence is the byword there. Did they actually cite this somebody that wasn't even at school as a victim, as a COVID-19 victim?
He was one of the 12, and he wasn't even he was taking online classes only before he got drafted, and then he dropped out of all the online classes in early March, and he's got to pursue his career, so he wasn't in school at all, not even in the online program by the time they did that report. So
God. Hey, that's your lead, Jerry. The lead kind of got buried. When I heard that in the middle of it, I wrote it down immediately as just an example of the excesses. And look, I'm in the business. I follow this stuff closely. Thank God the Wall Street Journal picked up on this, and then you went on Ingraham, because it underlines the credibility of a lot of this stuff. I'm sure in Virginia it's the same thing, of counting deaths and all. We hate to be so crass. It's politicized, the ages, the comorbidities and all. These people just cannot be trusted. I usually blame it on incompetency, but with the New York Times, they're a cut above. They're not incompetent. They're coming to take you out. That's what they're about.
Well, they've become more like BuzzFeed than they are like the old New York Times. They really are all about clickbait, and they're all about digital. Driving people to their digital website, and when you read the headline, the story says something totally different, just to get you to click on it, because that's how they get their advertising revenue. And one lady got fired from there, and she wrote a book explaining how they actually take money from advertisers to write stories, negative stories, about those advertisers' competitors.
Yeah.
And they make it look like it's a story when it's really just an ad. So
absolutely.
That's how low they've stooped.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. Good luck going forward with this. We're thrilled to have you in Philadelphia. So as we get closer to the semester and all that, we'd love to hear from Jerry Falwell, Jr. I'm sure you're going to be a big force in the upcoming election in Term Virginia for us, right?
Well, your president called last week, and he was just talking about how he ran into Liberty University people everywhere. And he said, every one of them loves that place, Jerry. You must be doing something right. And so he's the most personable, down-to-earth president that I could. Jimmy Carter was a close second, but he's but Donald Trump is, he's not conceited. You know, a lot of Republican presidents, you feel like they think they're doing you a favor by talking to you in the past, but not him. And he's, I think he's just as nice to the average working man that he runs into as he is to heads of state. But
there's no doubt. My one experience with him in the Oval Office, when there was one female out of the four talk show hosts, Jerry Falwell, and he says to her, he brings the president of the United States, bringing a chair over to him, sit in the dictator chair. This is where I put the dictators. Who else says something like that and brings a chair over?
We rode on his plane with him during the campaign once, and he was serving the food.
Not it's his one people, of a kind.
Not his people. He was.
I could see it. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. I do hope you'll come back. Thank you for coming on.
Anytime, Tom. Thank you so much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.